Hey, 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 welcome back to Trek Chat, a podcast brought to you by Trek on the Tube. As you may have noticed by the length of this thing, this is a bit of a special episode, a bit of a different episode, but it's actually a bit of a bittersweet one. The title might give this away, I haven't decided what to name this yet, but yeah, this is going to be the final Trek Chat episode for the time being. This is not a definite, this is not a complete final episode in the sense that the objective is to bring this back. Now, I can't, you know, certify that I am going to bring this back 100%, but the objective is to do so. It's just that at the moment in my life, I don't really have the time to do this, nor the energy. I'm often very tired when I come home from work, and just from an organization, you know, a perspective, like organizing this thing is pretty complex in my opinion, because you have to find, you know, two guests every month. And I know it seems ridiculous, like most podcasts are weekly. I'm out here doing podcasts on a monthly basis, but finding two guests and finding like the right schedule to have them on, you know, I guess I could change the format and make it just like two people, like myself and one guest. But I don't know, I find the conversations, you know, less interesting, less dynamic, I think, with only one guest. So I really want to keep the format as it is. I think it works well as it is. And I think some of the episodes that I put out here on this show, you know, thanks to the guests, of course, were absolutely fantastic episodes. So yeah, I thank you all for your continued support. I thank you all for the love, for the listens that you gave us. I thank all of the guests that ever came on. You're fantastic. Now, I do have one last episode kind of recorded and in the can, but I'm not going to release that. I'm not going to release that because it is commentary on Star Trek Discovery, and it's kind of reflecting upon how Discovery kind of like has cemented itself within the fandom and its reaction to it. It's not the most positive of podcasts, you know, not the most positive of episodes. Look, it's not a negative thing either. Like, we're not outright shitting on it, because that wasn't the objective, of course. It was just to kind of like analyze how Discovery is, I guess, living with itself, or how the fandom is living with it. It was kind of like a reflection piece, if you will. So, as I said, I'm not shitting on it. Like, no one's shitting on the show too hard. But it didn't feel appropriate a final or a semi-final episode for this podcast. I don't know. It seemed kind of out of place. So maybe when we come back with this podcast a few years or whatever it is down the road, and maybe like Discovery's finished its run at that point, or it's even further established itself within, you know, the fandom and the franchise, maybe we can do like a two-parter, kind of like this is what a couple of us thought back then, and this new couple of us, or the same couple of us, think this now. I think that maybe could be more interesting. So for the moment, for the time being, that is going to stay in the vault, people. That's right. We have a vault here on Trek Chat. It has one thing in it. One thing. Yeah. So that's it. As I said, thank you all for your continued support. You can still find me on YouTube. I'll be doing my YouTube videos as often as I can. You know, I don't have as much time to invest as perhaps other channels nowadays, but I still love doing it so much, so that'll continue coming out. Yeah, I apologize for any inconvenience, if there is any, and until next time on the Trek Chat podcast, like, don't shelf this, you know, immediately. It'll hopefully, possibly, I'm really hoping it'll come back. So yeah, I don't want to be just one more of those podcasts that's abandoned. All right. You're all the best. Live long and prosper.